Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad.
That's adult humor described as child fun. And it's wrong.
She looked back and smiled at it.
You raw dog and random Reddit chick.
That is diabolical.
The cops.
Next.
Welcome to we're laughing. Welcome to episode 89 of the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. Where do we start? You know what really burns my bubble? Yeah, I just said that. R. Kelly was a nasty man. And we knew he was nasty when he started making remixes to his song with only him on it. Like, we never figured that there's something wrong with the guy. He literally had a remix to Ignition before we even heard the original Ignition. But y'all let him live, though. So, you know, now he in a cell.
Oh, and I never thought about that.
Yeah, he's a nasty man. I just finished watching this Nickelodeon documentary, too. I bet that's going to come up at some point. But welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast again. As always, and for the most part, we got Upstate Nate, who off camera we just found out is a snitch. Nate, say what's up to your people. I'm sorry, the neighborhood, the neighborhood snitch, not a snitch. He's the one who calls the cops on the kids when the music's too loud. I'm sorry, Nate. Go ahead.
Oh, it ain't that. It's when they're flipping the cars. The music is great.
Oh, flipping the cars. Oh,
yeah. See, like I'm
okay. You left that part out. That's very important.
Yeah, I didn't get to that part. I said the cops, and then I heard recording in progress. So, we don't talk to the cops. That's what happens on podcasts.
Okay. Nah, also,
it's Nate.
Upstate Nate. Nate the Great. Also, Brian B. Nolan. Say what's up to your folks.
Hello, beautiful people and the rest of you. How are you guys doing on this wonderful evening or morning or midday, whatever time you listen to this?
And not the rest of you. By the time you guys hear this, the voting will have been closed for Charleston Best Of. And I hope that all of you voted. I've done my part to ask for your vote. I didn't beg, I didn't plead, but I asked, you know, if you enjoyed, all right, you know, if you had an extra vote to give, throw it our way. Hopefully, we'll know when I don't know, because they still haven't contacted me about anything. It's like we bombarded and just got ourselves on there, thanks to you people. Because I have gotten no email, no nothing saying, hey, you're nominated. Maybe they heard me say I'm not buying no ads, so they like, fuck that guy. But shout out to y'all that voted for us, and I hope one if we didn't, you know. Shout out to those who voted for us. That's all I got to say. Now, our esteemed guest is a really good friend of mine. Known me probably for over 20 years at this point. Now I think about it. Let's see, 01, yeah, from 01 to 2024. I've had a couple of friends on here, people I've known. Not yet have I had someone who I came up looking up to, right? Because usually it's my peers or people that are coming up now. I met this gentleman. Yeah, he's my frat brother now. But when I met him, I was, what do you call that when you go to the college? Orientation.
Like
in a summer orientation. And we were on a bus, and I feel like, first thing he asks is, where you from? And I'm like, oh, Jersey. He's like, oh, I'm from Connecticut. You know, then he's like, you know, Jay-Z's career is over. So I'm dating myself. But this is when Nas had dropped Ether. He was excited. And I was like, damn, I like Jay-Z and I like Nas. But from that conversation sparked a lot. This man is an activist. He is somebody who preaches to the community, especially the Black community and the Brown community, that you need to get your money up, stocks and bonds. I remember marching with this man at the state house in, was that Annapolis, for Morgan to get a new library, which they got a brand spanking new library after we left. But, you know, we did it for y'all. It's okay. Just a lot about life, right? He has a different view on life, which I always appreciate. And, you know, not to wave the flags too much for him because he can do some, introduce himself more. But talk to the people, Al Black.
No, Fools, I appreciate you having me here. Thank you to all the guests. I mean, thank you to the Good Brothers, man, for just having me on your platform, and to all the people, the fans, man, please vote for this great podcast. Man, I've been following since day one, so I'm glad to be on and do my part in keeping energy moving forward and, you know, sharing some humor and some experience.
God, I love it. Shout out to the GQs if I didn't mention that. So, GQ, first topic is, we know Nate don't got a job, so, you know, Bernie Sanders wants a 4-day work week, to be more specifically, because I started reading into it, but I don't want to put a link because I don't want to spend much time on this. He wants a 4-day work week, but he does not want expenses, or I'm sorry, he doesn't want salaries to go down, saying he still wants you to make the same you're making now, but you're working less days, with his pivotal point being, we are way more efficient now than we were when they made the 5-day work week. And he wants Americans to go and enjoy themselves and not be stuck to a desk for 40 hours, and that extra day might do it. Let's get some quick thoughts on this and we'll move on. But Nate, what are your thoughts on this? You do you think this will even pass?
No. I wish it would, but I don't think it will, because there's big money involved still, sadly, and these companies are going to just want to work everyone to death no matter what. So anything that Bernie does makes sense, but they're not going to do it. But I would love it because I would like having a Friday off.
Yeah, well, it might not be Friday. It might be a random middle of the day, but you still get the
extra day. I want my Friday.
I mean, if you think about it, though, Fridays might change. Like, the whole weekend thing might change to that extra day. Brian, what are your thoughts? And by the way, this has been asked in Congress before by Democrats, and it has been shut down before. In fact, last year, a different senator pushed for this, and they declined it. So then he went to Bernie, you know, with a big name like Bernie. Don't think he'll get some traction. Brian, you think it'll pass? What are your thoughts?
It's probably not going to pass because we got the wrong people in power. Like, they just, you know how old people just don't be one to change. And to Bernie's point, clearly we more efficient than we was back then, right? Like, we don't need, if anything, people are wasting at least 10 of those 40 hours a week at work, on the phone, on the computer, on Facebook, on Instagram, watching podcasts. These people are not working them full 40 hours, man. Let them people go home.
We are okay with you watching and listening to podcasts. Yeah.
Absolutely. But also,
yeah, group chats do go crazy during work.
Group chats be going crazy during the day.
I mean, I work from home, so I can't complain.
Half y'all already work from home. They're already off, bro. Just stop tracking these.
I work 44 hours a week. Uh-huh. I work 36. So, but all right, Al Black, what are your thoughts on this? I do find it ironic that Brian said that the old people don't want to change, so they go to one of the oldest senators in Congress
and try to
get it pushed. What are your thoughts? You think it's going to pass? Or you think it's just another, it's Bernie being Bernie, let him talk, but we're not passing one of his bills?
I know it's not going to pass because we definitely, to Brian's point, have all the wrong people. Well, not all, but a lot of the wrong people in office who will vote against the best interest of the people. And maybe, you know, if the House changes, then you'll have some level of change in government where Democrats could pass policy. But then we found that even when you have Democrats in office, that still don't pass policies because some Democrats vote against Democrats, you know, Joe Manchin. So I think we're kind of in a position where you have to have, I mean, COVID was our best chance and people voted against childcare. I mean, childcare bills and, you know, giving extra money to families. So 4-day work week, I don't think it'll happen. I do think that people will probably accept it if it was like 4 days and you work 10 hours a day versus 8, and then you get an extra day off. People would be more inclined, but I think you should work less than 40 hours a week anyway. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
No, I hear you. I just, some people have that option now, but they can't, excuse me, they can't get out of their mind working more than 8 hours. Like, as somebody who works from home, I know I get the advantage that I work from home, but believe you me, a 10-hour work day is not that bad. Mm-hmm. But of course, I'm not getting up in the morning and driving to work.
Yeah, you take the commute out. Yeah, like, that's the extra 2 hours, the commute right there.
My commute is from the bathroom to the kitchen. So,
The 10-hour work day ain't that bad.
But you end up working more hours when you work from home because
you do.
People are still talking to each other 24/7.
Listen, I can't tell you how many times I walk in the house and I'm off the clock, quote unquote. I mean, I get salary, but off the clock, and I still check my email because I've conditioned myself to where I want to be ahead of the game. So if it's something I can knock out 10 o'clock at night, I'll knock it out. You know, like, and I'm not taxing them for it because, you know, I'm fairly compensated for what I do. Speaking of being fairly compensated, see that segue? That was a smooth one.
That was good.
Wendy's manager stole $20,000. After creating a ghost employee, she clocked in and out for 128 shifts. The woman says she made a fake employee when she would clock in and out for shifts in order to cash in on the extra wages. She pocketed $20,000, 128 shifts. Her name, Linda Johnson, who invented a ghost employee called William Bright. Clocked the fake employee in and out for shifts, and then she put the money in her pocket. I told y'all, I hate when these articles repeat themselves 3 different times, mm-hmm. and then it sounds like I'm just repeating myself. No, I'm reading the article.
Damn.
She kept up the scheme for almost a year before she got caught. She began clocking in William Bright in June 2021 until May of last year when she was finally found out. During the investigation, employees said they never recall working with someone with that name. Then she finally admitted to making a fake employee to cash in on the extra wages. They confirmed the paychecks were deposited into her Cash App account. I bet he was working mad overtime. After a criminal case was brought against her, she then went missing and her whereabouts were unknown as police released an appeal to the public for any help. Her crime was posted to social media and people gave their opinion of her illegal methods. One person said, I'm not going to lie, this smart as hell. Another said, you can't even be mad at her. How they go 128 shifts without anybody noticing a new employee? And some people saying they got to respect the hustle. Others wondered if she didn't have the help of others was saying she couldn't have done this alone. She must have been sharing the benefits with the other staff. It was reported that the restaurant's insurer paid out $16,000 for the incident. I'm guessing the restaurant, Wendy's, filed an insurance claim. And Wendy said, we're not going to get you $20,000. We get you $16,000 because you're dumb. This also comes shortly after a McDonald's worker was arrested while on shift for violating their probation. Well, that's a whole different story. I don't... yeah, they just threw that one shot in there.
Like, he just caught one for that.
Yeah. He just caught a stray for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was on the run for 5 years.
Take one. You tough.
How you on the run for 5 years and you working at McDonald's? Anyway, back to this Wendy's madness. Brian,
yo,
is this smart? Is she a hustler? Or, like, you know, did she? What are your thoughts on this?
All right. So when you break down the numbers, right? So 120 shifts across 2 years. So that's 60 shifts a year.
Brian with the numbers.
Right. So that's really only 5 shifts a month, aka she clocking William Bright in once a week. So I could see how she could sneak this past everybody. You know what I'm saying? But also, you know, these people gonna catch you eventually, man. You can only cook the books but for so long when you don't control the books.
Yeah, I mean, $20,000 over 2 years ain't nothing to sneeze at, but it ain't worth
right
going to jail.
Right.
That's probably before taxes too.
Yeah. What was she? I doubt she's taking out taxes at this point. If we gonna do it, we probably gonna do it.
Employee was exempt.
Yeah. Right.
Get your fraud all the way.
Yeah.
Al Black, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I think
that smart on her behalf?
She got a corporate job on the way. I mean, the way in which she devised the plan to steal, Sound like she's on the wrong side of the corporation. She needs to be up in the executive suite trying to make some decisions on how to get over on more people. Because, I
That's a good
mean,
point, Al.
she was thinking, and I mean, I respect the creativity. She should have just went harder.
Right,
Go
get a
greedy.
100K. What you doing? Only 20K. Like
Your vision wasn't big
cash
enough.
app, yo. Somebody looked and just saw William Bright paying her.
Right.
It's like I've never met this guy,
Because
Nate.
one shift a week, that's you covering light, like bills, your utilities, and maybe a phone bill.
Yeah. Hey, what are your thoughts on this? I feel like you would do this.
So, no, damn.
Nah,
He's
Nate
just
called the
snitching on his
police. Nate wouldn't do
episode.
this.
Oh, yeah, no,
Yeah,
he's snitching.
damn.
Never mind. Young
Yeah,
Nate would
damn,
do this, not
damn.
old Nate.
No,
My
no,
bad.
no, no, no,
Upstanding
no.
citizen.
No. So that's what I was. I looked her up to see what this woman looked like, because that's what I
You
always
always
do.
looking at how they look.
Yo, Nate,
Well,
good for
no, because my
that.
opinion was going to change depending on how she looked. So this is a black queen. And so
Oh,
I
you knew that
respect
by
the
Linda
hustle.
Johnson.
No,
You
that sounds
knew
like an
that.
old white lady. That sounds like an old
Oh,
light a white lady.
the Linda part, yeah, I get that,
Yeah, so I had to
but
look her up, but like she looked like a real nigga. So I'm sorry, my apologies. I'm with it. I respect the hustle. Like Al Black said, like she need a corporate job somewhere, because this is a good fleece. And Wendy's, I wonder how much spicy nuggets 20K to get you.
Yeah. They still got the dollar mill Wendy's? I don't know.
They got the
Nice.
444 now,
Yeah.
the
Oh,
biggie bag or
444. That's
whatever.
right. That's right. Hey, fresh, never frozen. I just remember
That's
they was
big. That's what they say.
they were
That's a
on a, a
lie.
they were on a Twitter beef with McDonald's, and McDonald's is like, well, if it's never frozen, how do you get your meat there? And they were like, do you not have a refrigerator in your establishment?
Yo, that lemonade at Wendy's though hit different. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh
That's
yeah,
some,
that's good. Yeah.
and it's always
All right.
that the
Speaking of
Breakfast
bacon,
Baconator?
yep.
It's good. It don't taste like a breakfast sandwich. It don't taste like you should eat that for breakfast, bro. I'm not gonna lie. It is good.
Might send you into cardiac arrest, but it's worth
Yeah, oh yeah. First thing in the morning. Chest locked up.
A1C
it.
is through the roof.
Yo, my lottery's on a Tuesday.
The
It's like
roof,
All
man.
right,
How you start the day with the itis?
speaking of breakfast meats,
Okay,
No
here
Diddy.
yo, wow.
here is a write-in from it's a Reddit one, but it was on the dog app. All right, my girlfriend was out of town caring for her sick father. I stayed behind and I linked up with two female members of a hookup group. After a few days, I was crawling to the bathroom and pissing flames. I went to urgent care. That's how you know it's real, right? It's urgent care. They ain't say the hospital. I went to urgent care and shock, horror, I contracted a cocktail of sexually transmitted infections. First off, that you gonna give me more than one?
Right.
When my girlfriend returned, she demanded sex. She was horny and she missed me. But my meds made me sick. And my hammer was still healing from the fire, air quotes. She tried to ride me, and I was in so much pain that I threw her off. Get off me, yeah. Now she's telling her friends I don't want her, that I'm on the DL. I'm not gay. She posted on social media that she found out that her man don't like vagina and she can't live with a man who bends for other men. That's wild flagrant.
That's
She
what
he
you gotta bend
says.
the
She says she always knew I was suspect because I take baths and get pedicures. Look, I'm into self-care. I'm not gay. Everyone knows I'm a boyfriend. It's random men hitting me up in my DMs now because of her. Do I tell this crazy woman that I cheated and I'm paying the price? I don't want to lose her, but I hate these false accusations. Nate. Why you go to me first?
Yeah, this is crazy. Is this in Atlanta, by the way? I gotta see, because
I don't. Well, let's assume he's not gay, so let's not put it on Atlanta.
All right, well, we gotta assume that.
Have you ever been there?
Download capital of the world.
Yeah. Let's take him at his word. Nate, what should the man, what should the straight man do? Should he just, I mean, let's be real. If it's me and she posting that on social media, I'm like, nah, I ain't gay. I cheated on you.
Yeah.
With a woman.
I would keep that off social media. Like, I might just have to take the gay allegations until I'm done burning. Like, and then get back to it. Show her I ain't gay. And then let her
It's going to be too late at that point, Sherry.
What they going to do? Like, what they going to do? Like, I can just be like, nah, I ain't gay, dog. I'm burning a little bit right now. My question is, why are you in Reddit hookup groups like, clapping raw? Like, what are you doing? Like, you in the Reddit group, that's already going to be a little crazy. And right, you're meeting like, up the hookup raw, like you raw dogging random Reddit chicks. Like,
Al Black.
And you had to, yeah.
What are your thoughts on this, Al Black?
I mean, I think he needs to just take the charge and just, you know, because it might actually play in his favor if he don't address it. Because the friends are probably going to want to find out why she's saying this, which gives him that insight and ain't have the one-on-one with them. But he got to heal up, wheel up. And I mean, he's nasty. He's already a nasty guy because
the nasty, nasty man.
He still tried to smash when he knew he had the virus in him still. He knew what he was doing. He was out here doing nasty work. You know, sometimes nasty work catches up with you. So,
a cocktail
should have burnt
STIs. Burned it. Oh, I'm gay. All right,
yeah, I'm like, wait, you're a comedian.
Now you got a deal. Now we both on a cocktail. What's up?
That is diabolical.
Now we both on a cocktail.
And then his girl has probably got it now, and he ain't even tell her that. So she out here, she on fire. Yeah. So he's a flamethrower.
Oh, Reddit would be on fire.
That's good. That was good. I like that. I got to save that one.
Write that one down. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Man, if you're going to believe a rumor about me, it's going to be cheating, bro. If I got to choose between the two, I'm telling the truth, man. I'm not running around with these wild allegations on me. A, B, a woman will forgive you faster for cheating with a woman than with a man, bro. Like, let's keep it a buck, man.
You got a good point.
Women take cheaters back every day, but if you out here doing the bending, she not rocking with that, dog.
She writing Facebook posts saying that you've been for other men.
Right, and that's part two. Like you got a lot of energy about this, sis.
Yeah. Like you need aggression.
Ooh, like that is a wild.
Like you've been waiting to say this whole time, and now you just like today's the day. That's the real issue.
What's wrong with taking baths?
Right, like what. Man, I knew you was gay. You knew I was gay.
She wanted him to be gay, so she gotta have a Twitter story.
Yeah. And then he wrote about it, so he's feeding off of her story.
Yeah, he eating right like, now. Off her story. Right.
Let me share my truth.
Because you're out here being freak nasty in the group chat.
Lame Doa. All right, this next story is stupid. There is a sexual assault robot. So in Saudi Arabia,
you ain't even got to tell me where the Saudi Arabia. All right, man, we know.
They unveiled its man-shaped AI robot Muhammad. Come on.
Muhammad? Come on.
They named him Muhammad.
No, right. Muhammad a freak. This video is crazy. He a freak boy.
Muhammad. Yeah.
Freak nasty boy.
So, freak AI.
His whole name, Maha Johnson.
In the name of all right. So they made this AI robot and there's a reporter talking to it. I actually don't know. Yeah, it's in. She's speaking Arabic. I don't know why she's interviewing it. That's weird to interview a robot. But she's standing there talking about it, and while she's talking about it, robot just put his hand up and smacked the little booty. Now we know robots don't think for themselves, or maybe they do. Is this what the world's coming to? Is this a mistake because she is turning close to the robot. He's literally just moving his hand. And maybe she didn't know his range. Are these people sick? How black? Is this like sick engineers and horny freak boys playing with their computers?
Nah, I think that's the future. I mean, dudes is already marrying robots. They got flashlights, got bullets, rabbits. At this point, man, we all half robotic at this. So I don't know. I think the robot did exactly what we're supposed to do, let it know it's in the mood. So
the robot can't be a flamethrower.
The robot says you're looking thick at the kitchen. I wanna let it see what it looked like. So did she say no? Did she say stop, robot? She say robot was good. I didn't see that part. She might have reciprocated.
She just looked at it with a little smile.
Yeah, if she looked back and smiled at it, I mean,
look back at it. What's that robot? I will work you. Nate, what are your thoughts on this? And why did you program that robot to do this?
First of all, I'm a titty guy, so my robots ain't doing that. Second, that robot, the thing is, the guy sitting next to the robot, look, he was like smiling, like, yeah, that's my guy right there. Look what he about to do. Then
I did that.
She looked, she tooted it back for the robot. Like, nah, man, we about to have fun with this AI mess. As long as nobody's like actually dying, AI about to be fun. Like, we got robots grabbing butts now. Like, oh, it's up.
She can't press charges. Brian.
They're going to pour water on it. Cut the robot off.
I'll get you. Brian, what are your thoughts on that?
Man, who programmed the joint, man? Like,
probably the guy standing right next to it because he's standing there proud like he wanted it.
Like, come on, bro. But matter of fact, since we're talking about this, do you think they're going to start charging creators for the destruction of or anything negative coming from their product?
Oh, it's probably coming down the line.
Yeah, because they are.
My boy Bernard was like, yo, my boy Bernard was like, yo, with all these robots making all the money in the future, what are we going to do to make money? And I was like, build a robot.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're just going to be on a robot assembly line.
Yeah. But yeah, to answer your question, I think down the line, if people start programming robots and AI to do terrible things, it will have to be traced back to them. But they're just going to be smart enough mechanisms to where you're not going to be able to trace who made them.
Right. So now, see, that's where the money at, because the government going to have to start hiring mechanics to trace the mechanics of the mechanic. So you got, man, it's all there.
You just go down a
mechanic inception. I'm with it. I'm going to sign tomorrow. Theory.
But then, this story also reminds me of, remember, I don't know if y'all seen it a few months ago, Amazon, I think it was Amazon, they had a robot working the line, or one of these factories had a robot like working the line, and the robot just dropped. And they was like, oh, the robot committed suicide because of the job. And he's like, see, we tried to tell y'all.
Wait, what?
We tried to tell y'all, bro. This thing don't even, not even alive, and it killed itself. We tried to tell y'all.
Wait, what?
Dog, that robot was working, it turned around and just... They was like, what? Nigga, they ran the program. That joint committed suicide, bro.
A robot committing suicide is mad wild, too. All right, let's switch gears to something a little bit different. A flight attendant tried to make a man move seats for room for a standby passenger despite him paying for that specific seat. So this is on a TikTok, which may be out of here. Bye-bye, TikTok. It's garnered over 3 million views. It showed a man who was already situated in his seat arguing with a flight attendant who was insisting he change seats so that a standby passenger could sit next to her husband. In the video, matter of fact, I think we have audio. Wait a minute. Let's see if we can get some audio for this.
I'm letting you know that you need to move here, even though you seat. It's just an exchange of seats, please.
Okay, but what if I don't want to? Like, I already have my bag in the overhead compartment. backpack's under the seat. Why do I have to move?
It's okay. You can easily move your bag. This is, you're using the same compartment.
Okay, but that's not the point. What I'm saying is I don't want to move.
Yes, but I'm letting you know that you have to move.
Why do I have to move? Because like, what rule states that I have to move? She should have paid for the seat if she needs to sit next to her.
Is it just for the payment? We can refund you the payment.
No, it's not about the seat. It's not about the payment. I bought the seat because I can afford the seat, and I don't care about the payment. Like, I have the seat.
All right, so bottom line, man's just sitting there chilling there while husband and wife, they were on standby. They got tickets, but they could not get seats next to each other. The lady asked the man, can he move to sit next to her husband? The man said no. The flight attendant came up and asked him to move. The man said no. She said, I'm telling you, you have to move. He's saying, that's not a rule. You can't force me to move. She's saying, if it's about the money, we can refund you your ticket, which she would have had me there. Like, oh, I got it. But man said, it ain't about the money. I don't want to move. I put my luggage above me, my laptop under me. I don't want to move. And she's basically arguing with him. I can tell you what probably happened is that she insisted he had to move. He asked what rules state that. And he said she should have paid for the seat if she needs to sit next to her husband, not get the cheap seats with the standby. I used to fly standby all the time in college. I'm not going to lie. Brian, let's start with you on this. Who's right, who's wrong in this situation?
The man in the seat is right. Like, I paid for it. Now, first of all, you can ask me if I could move. She said, you have to move. Ma'am, you don't get to come over here and demand that I move because they in a recession. I got the ticket money. You know what I'm saying? Don't put the press on me to try to keep this family together. They ain't got nothing to do with me. They should have took care of that before they left the house. Don't put that pressure on me. You can ask. And be like he said, you can't make me move. Now, if you said, sir, we'll give you a voucher, we'll give you some free drink. Like, there has to be some incentive beyond I'm telling you to get up. No, I guess both of y'all going to be standing up. Go ahead, teach her how to work the little cart, and she can hand out drinks because she's not sitting here. But I don't think it's real because the husband never said nothing. I think it looked like...
No, he did. He did. The husband...
What did he?
What he said in a real soft tone, which you can break down their complexity of their relationship, but we don't have to. He said in a very soft tone, why are you making this hard for me? And the dude said, I'm not making anything hard for you. I paid for my ticket. I picked this seat. This is where I want to sit. So the husband did respond, but you know, he was letting his wife and the flight attendant try to do all the dirty work.
Nah, see, that's way wrong. See, if you're going to say something to the man, you would at least like, hey, bro, come on, man, please. Like, I need, you know what I'm saying? You got to make the man to man, please. Like, please, come on, bro. You already know. You know how they be. Please don't do this to me this weekend, man. We trying to have a good trip. You know what I'm saying? I pulled a lot of strings to pull this trip. Please let me get right. I take care of your drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, like some type of offer outside of you have to. I don't have to do anything. Matter of fact, yeah. I'll get this plane deep. I'll get us deplaned if you want. I tear this whole plane. I ruin everybody's trip if you want.
I don't think you should be saying that on planes right now. But Al Black, what? Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong?
I blame the husband for all this. It's all his fault. Because if he just stood on business, said to him in his face, "Hey man, I'm here with my wife. I want the seat. Can you move?" And if he say no, be like, "Fuck it, I'll sit next to you then." And make it uncomfortable for him. But you can't, no matter what, once you defer to your wife or you defer to the flight attendant, the power is no longer yours and you're just going to have to be on the back end of that shit. And he's going to have to just accept the disrespect that guy won in that conversation. Now he ain't going to move just because you're a sucker.
Now you got to deal with him. You know what, Johnny? What if he ain't want to sit next to his wife? No, Nate. Oh. Hey, I've been
there. He gave that man $50. Hey man, do not move.
Yo, but do not move. He got Texas. He got Texas shorties from back. That's how you
Nate,
do it.
Who's right? Who's wrong on this, Nate?
The gentleman who paid for the seat. Like, you're not just getting me out of my seat. Like, if you ask, like, like Brian said, if you ask me, maybe I'll get up. But what if it's like the window seat where you got the little space, the emergency exit?
Oh, that's he in the aisle, but the dude is in the window seat. He's in the aisle. The wife is in the seat behind him.
Oh, she behind me? Bitch, on my face, dog. I'm thinking she all the way back in like 28F.
No. Yeah, sit your ass down and shut up. Your bitch ass. Drink your drink and shut up.
Yeah, like
ginger ale drinking
oh,
no. ass.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if like he was in like all the way in the back and she was up front or whatever, but not right behind.
Man,
she got charged after the game. They trying to
you get whatever they give freaky. You on standby. I'm thinking she's right. sitting next to the bathroom. You up here with me?
You can whisper in my ear, and I can hear you.
Right.
He tried to. No. She was trying to get freaky on the plane. That's why.
Yeah.
That's she got deal.
Mile High Club business.
Y'all catch her on the way back.
Pay for your flight
next time. All right.
On standby.
Now is my favorite part of the show. Do 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 do. You choose. All right. We got two options. The way it goes is one of two options. You pick option one, option two. I want to give you the headline. Brian.
Yep.
You want boyfriend baby mama or you want dehydrated worm slinger?
Oh, God. Oh, God. In good conscience, I can't ask for number two, but let's number one, man.
Mate, you want boyfriend baby mama, or do you want dehydrated worm slinger?
I'm gonna go with boyfriend, baby, mama. I'm scared that I did this worm thing.
You know, you always get fooled by the titles. I'm just reminding you that.
I know, right, but it might be worse. Like, what if it's like a guy who had like some fishing worms and threw them everywhere? Like, I don't want that either.
Oh, black boyfriend, baby, mama, or dehydrated worm slinger?
I feel like your fans will want to hear about the worm, so I'll pick it, even though it's a losing battle.
Yeah, you got outvoted. So.
There's one of your fans like, damn it, damn it. All right,
so dehydrated worm slinger. No.
So it was a worm, right?
Boyfriend's baby mama. My boyfriend's baby mama called my child a moon-faced menace, and I promised I would jump her ass on sight. I caught her dropping off their baby, and I jumped out the car to fight her. But my four-year-old accidentally put the car in drive, and I was pinned between my car and her parked car. My hip was crushed. I had a hip replacement, and I wear a lower body brace. I can't have sex, and I have a severe limp. My boyfriend says my hip and body brace disturb him. So he asked if he can sleep with his baby mama since it's just sex between them.
Let's go.
See, also, he says he cares about me and will be there when my leg and hip get stronger.
Yeah.
I don't understand what our rule of engagement is here. Is he saying he's going to love me from distance while he sleeps with her? Is she a Is she a sex substitute for me? Or is she someone I should worry about? I don't want to let this man play in my face. Al Black, what should she do?
She should get her disability check. I mean, she's fully done. Like, she got to refocus her priorities. Her man, she can't do nothing for him. She's no good for the bottom down. So,
she got her mouth. Respect the throat.
Yeah, I'm going to save you in modern times, baby. Gotta get a robot. But I feel he already gone. She know it. She just dealing. She just going through the slow motion of a depression. But she be all right.
Nate, what are your thoughts on?
I would dip if I'm him. I'm out, yo.
Back to your baby like, mama?
Yeah, why not, man? Because, like, think about it. Like, I could clap, and then she could actually get up and, like, make me scrambled eggs in the morning. It's not going to take too long. Like, she got working hips. She ain't got to go to physical therapy, yeah. None of that nonsense. Like, she can do things. She can still be an active member of the community. So, nah, I'm so out. I'm out.
We don't feel bad about the girlfriend at all, huh? Just
nah, man. She can go create, like, nah, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. Once she finishes that physical therapy. Yeah,
I'll be back.
Why is your 4-year-old? There's real questions here. Why is your 4-year-old not in a car seat? Like, what? Because how the baby just baby just turned the Vin Diesel out of nowhere? Just put the car and drive. Right.
We're family.
Right, no, you left the car in neutral and crushed yourself because you're an idiot.
Then you blame the really child.
blame the kid. Like, you got caught. You got caught slipping.
Brian, what should she do here?
This is why it's so important for you to control your emotions. You hopped out to fight this girl because she called your baby a moon pie face. You didn't
a
even
moon
tell
face
us.
Menace. A moon oh, face moon face menace is what
moon
she
face
called her.
Menace.
Well, what does that even mean?
But the question is, the
moon
real
got
question
craters
is,
on it.
Is it true?
Oh,
you shoot. Ready to fight this girl, and all she said was the truth. Now your hip toe up. Your body is damaged for the rest of your life. You will never fully recover from this. Because somebody told you the truth about your baby. Now look at you. And the baby's still a moon face menace. After all that, clearly the baby is a menace because the baby put the car in drive.
The baby hit you with the car.
She tried to tell you. She
it's like the baby's kid's baby.
In the wheelchair. Wait.
What if she says your daughter looked just like you?
Hey, man.
Kid crippled her, right? That's her kid who did that to her.
Yeah, it was her daughter who put the car in drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby father got to cheat on her.
Yeah, that part cheating? Too. That's also part two, Al. The baby father was hitting both of y'all the whole time. I don't even.
Yeah. You just, you mad what he thought about you.
Right.
Because, like, how comfortable you got to be to be like, yo. I want to go back to my baby mom.
The audacity, yo. Why you hurt if you don't mind? I want to go back and sleep with my kids, my baby mama. Can I do that?
I'm going to be there for you when you get back. You need to be here for me now,
hey,
sir.
When you get healthy, we can kick it. But until then, work
first
on your
of all,
hips.
That's disrespectful. We can kick it. It's crazy.
So y'all not doing it. All right, just me. Got it. All right.
She tripping.
Join a gang.
She could do if she go to rehab.
I suggest the Crips.
Physical therapy, if she go to physical therapy, she'll find somebody else with her that maybe they got hit by a car
story.
Or something wild. Like
she'll find a guy with a dehydrated worm slinger.
Not even we'll
never know
about man. I'm kind of upset.
Kind of upset. Hold on, let me see. Let me do a time check real quick. I'm making pause. Get that one. Let's fast forward. We'll try to. We'll see what the dehydrated worm slinger is about. It's funny to keep saying that.
I just
all right. Here is the one y'all wanted. All right. It's weird. So this is a write-in again. I don't know the people, so I don't know the person's name, but Rico has been in my life since high school. He cheated on me from day one. Let me stop right there. If this man has been in your life since high school and he cheated on you since day one, you should have left him day two. He didn't gain no cheat equity if he cheated on you the first day. You need some cheat equity.
The first day.
Right. That's like stealing out the register on the first day of the job. You're gone.
Hey, your first day at Wendy's.
Yeah, first day at Wendy's, you and William Bright, get out.
Yo, William Bright.
All right, so cheating on me from day one. I never understood his unjustifiable confidence about his sexual performance. He's always whipping out that dehydrated worm for someone else. He has asthma, so his tongue game is lacking. You can't lick if you can't breathe. His freaky fingers are crooked and limp. He bathes in cologne that lingers days after he's long gone. But I love him. And I need him to be a better man. He has other kids, but I thought our baby would change him. The cheating has gotten worse. He says he can't tolerate our baby screaming at night. He doesn't even like it when I breastfeed. He flatly told me, I like my kids when they can walk and talk in a potty train. I can't relax around no damn infant. And then he said, you'll see more of me when you lose the baby weight and get back to how you used to be. See, that's why she went and fought the girl and fucked up her hip. She says she's been with this man and his awful sex for 10 years. What can she do to make him right as a man? Nate?
Leave. Like, what are you doing? 10 years and not like, nah, you got, actually, matter of fact, no, you got to stay in that. You got to deal with this hell that you leave, that you're choosing to be in.
Can we point out something real quick? And I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is something I see often. She just said all this negative stuff about this man, but follow with, I love him. Mm-hmm. So all it is, the dehydrated worm slinger, you know, he has asthma, so his tongue game is lacking. His freaky fingers are crooked, but they always in you. He bathes in cologne like, this is the man you trying to get back?
Right, what are you fighting for?
She hating. That's all she is hating right now.
Yeah. Brian, what are your thoughts on a dehydrated worm?
I agree with Nate, man. Stay with her, dog, because you dumb, sis. So we need dumb people to stay together. We don't need dumb people spreading out and mixing with the smart people. Now you're going to make, you're gonna adjust the curve because you breeding and spreading the breed. No, stay over there. Stay dumb. Don't have no more kids. We need to end that bloodline.
Get snipped and get clipped.
You need to end that bloodline right there, man. That's the end of the dynasty, dog. Because what?
Get spayed or neutered.
Oh, who keeps an employee like that, bro? The first day.
Like,
are you serious? Women swear they smart, bro.
Been with us since day one. Been with us since day one. Been cheating on us since day one. What?
Like, what are you thinking? You could have.
You gotta earn a cheating equity.
He batting 1,000 from day one. Like, that's crazy.
He said, this is me. Accept me as I am.
Yeah, like, he came in like, all right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to cheat every day. Like, no matter what. That's the constant here. I might not see you every day, but I'm going to cheat every day.
Just know, when you wonder where I'm at, it's somewhere cheating.
She ain't said a single good thing about him. Right. She wrote paragraphs and not one of these sentences from these multiple paragraphs was anything endearing about this man. Yeah. And you gonna ask us how to make him be better. He don't have to be better.
He living it up. He winning.
Yo, Al Black, what are your thoughts on because she definitely a clown when she said, I thought our baby would change him. Go on, paint that clown face on, baby.
Oh, that don't work. Al Black.
She's just learning the role of a main side chick. And she didn't know that's what she signed up for, but that's what she is. She's the main side chick. She's the main girl when he needed to be, but she's always a side chick. So she just got caught up in the games, played out of position, and now she's learning her role the hard way. She could accept it or she could walk away, but that's her role.
Heard nothing from this lady that has given any redeeming qualities as to why she stuck around with this man for so long.
Not one.
Lack of options.
Like, that's like what Pusha T says, that you could pick your next move, you could leave or live with it. Like, she ain't do it. She gotta live with it now.
Pull this card.
You can't raise.
See how it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't raise an adult that's already raised. How you stuck in a relationship with a terrible mindset? you want advice on how to make him better? She asked him to train this man when she need real training because she's the one with the sheep over her eyes.
Right. Yeah. That man.
Train a trainer.
Yeah. That man standing flat-footed in who he is, sis. You need to pivot.
Yeah, it is. I don't even call it him disrespecting her because she disrespecting herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been honest. He's been himself if anything, from day one.
That's a great point, Al. He's the only I'm person in this situation.
How you gonna be mad at the man for being real? He's been real with you since day one.
My man said, "Yo, I don't like babies until they could talk tea and something else.
No.
I don't get no peace." Like, I felt that. Like, bro, I don't have kids.
And you can tell people like that, bro, be like that before the kid.
He might be the one who need to move on, not her.
Yeah, you're right, Fuzi, because she cramping his lifestyle. That's the problem. She hindering the life that he trying to live.
Out here saying, I gotta dehydrate.
Yeah, he like, I don't need a woman with kids. I need to just be with women with no kids.
Right.
Right. I'll wait till the kids get older.
It couldn't have been dehydrated if you had a kid by him. Like, what are you hating? Like,
she would have got some sympathy if she didn't say she loved him at the end. That was where she really kind of shot herself.
Yeah. As soon as she said that, but
it's
still
clown behavior. It's clown behavior. It's clown behavior. Mr. Dehydrated Worm. I don't think he's wrong. Sorry. I think that she don't got no friends. She don't have anybody to sit down, sit her down and be like, listen, this guy that you talk to, that you know is cheating on, you know this. This is not new information. You've known this for 10 years.
Right.
Are you still with him? And then you dissing him. Apparently the sex ain't good. Apparently he always smells like cologne. He wearing that cologne because his other chick like it, by the way. Mm-hmm. So
you go.
I don't know what to tell you, lady. But if you were married, I would tell you to void the prenup. All right. You see what I did there? All right, move on. This is a real situation that happened. This article is March 7th. Wife has the best reply when her husband wanted a prenup voided after learning she earns more money than him. So let's get to the story. All right, she said, her and her now husband were preparing for marriage and he wanted to sign a prenup regarding their finances. She was pretty in the hole back then. Her financial situation was pretty bad. So she signed it because she understood that her husband, who had more money than her, wanted to protect himself. She was saying before she got married, he had her sign a prenup stating that their financials would always be separate. Always is a funny word. Always be separate. And the only thing that they would share was an expense account to pay for household-related fees. So basically, they were married roommates that slept with each other, I'm presuming. Well, if he didn't have a dehydrated worm. All right. The woman further mentioned that the reason for the same was because her husband had a better financial position at the time while she was in grad school. I signed nonetheless. I honestly wanted to protect himself. 3 years later, the woman shared that she is making at least three times more than her husband's salary and has a better financial grip.
Yeah.
However, the duo stayed unaware of each other's income. The husband was clinging to the idea of protecting his finances, assuming that his wife wasn't doing well and he was making more money than her. Things took a sarcastic, hilarious turn when the woman decided to buy herself a car. You get it, girl. He was not interested and just told me to get whatever I like, said the woman as soon as she revealed to her man her intention to buy the car. Soon enough, the woman purchased a stunning 2024 Audi while her husband was on a business trip. I showed him my car and he was happy for me. However, later he asked what were my monthly payments because the Audi is a brand new car. The man already had presumed that the woman had taken the car via monthly payment options and that her income was not up to mark. Reality had not clicked yet. Then wifey told her husband she purchased the car with complete cash. Cash money, baby. She first revealed that her husband was happy for her and didn't say much. A few hours later, he came back and said, we should void the prenup. She then shared that she let out an unusual reaction. I laughed in his face and asked him why. And he said that we're married and we should share our finances. To this, the woman responded, I told you that we've been married for 6 years and yet we've never shared finances and was fine with what we were doing. Why the sudden change of heart? That's very suspicious. It caused him to rage up and storm out the house. There seemed to be a sort of comparison the man was holding. The fact that he wasn't ready to trust her with finances and vice versa seemed unfair. So he can't demand the finances one way, and then when he finds out she has more money, goes the other way. It doesn't actually say how it ends, I guess. They're still married, but she did not void the prenup. Brian, is it right for him, as her husband and her man, to ask her to void that prenup?
My pride would not allow me to ask my woman no question like that. You already know why you want the voided of the prenup, man. You showing your hand at this point, dog, man. Man, you just do what you can to stay in her good graces, big dog.
He's got
start cooking around the house, my brother.
Yeah,
start
man, you got to learn to wash dishes.
Like. Yeah, you stay at home, dad. That's got your cute little side business. Now your feelings hurt. Is she wearing the pants?
Start working more.
That's a lot of work. Three times the bread, though. What does she do? Because that she got to be in a whole different field.
Oh, she's definitely not.
She went to grad school.
She's in grad school.
Got to be like pharmaceutical or something like.
But also, he didn't crunch the numbers before. Like he
right, like he asked what you in school for.
Right.
6 years. Like, yeah, as a barber, I get a lot of money under the table. You don't know.
Yeah. That's
cool. That's shit. I'm killing it out here. I'm making $80K a year. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna be an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, he just let it go. He asked another question.
He's like, yeah, I'm killing it. Yeah, I need a prenup. And I already know if he got a prenup and she made three times and he was already asking questions, he wasn't making no money. He just was listening to his homies who was telling him to go get a prenup.
Right.
Well, and she was here it is. What's that saying? Comparison is the death of joy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He was comparing himself to what she was making in grad school, which was, you know, pennies. On a dollar. She was barely surviving.
Dummy.
She graduated, got that first job, maybe that second job. And buying a car in cash is sick.
No, so look, I just pulled the Nate and went to Audie's website. I had to look up Audie. She was 2024. I seen was like, I think 55K, I believe.
So you paying 55K straight cash with no payments.
At least 55. Some of
she got the leather seats with the heated right. seats.
You better talk to her nice.
You better talk.
Once
to
she
her
get friend. Available, she gone.
Like, I wouldn't piss her off if I was you.
Oh, you gotta let my her believe so that left. She's.
And no, you can't drive the car.
Like, well, my man soul left his body when she said, "Yeah, I paid straight cash for it." Like,
you did what?
He shit himself. Like,
yeah, probably right there in the barbershop.
Let's see some comments. It's like, I broke my home before I was married, did out my home. Later, I dated somebody who I later married. He wasn't happy. He thought home ownership was stupid. The entire marriage, he told everyone, it's my house and not his. Then he got stupid and got arrested, and we got divorced because I refused to put up with the crap. Suddenly, the home that we lived in was our house. Wow, so... I don't know. Do we get everybody's thoughts on this?
He's an idiot. Just like Brian said, like he showed his hand. Like you got to just chalk that up. You gotta be on YouTube trying to figure out how to start a stay at home business. Like something, make coasters. Like do
start your OnlyFans.
Something.
I guess. Do like the little get ready with me video. Just don't go nowhere. Do it in your house.
Put your makeup on. That's
so embarrassing, bro.
A financial fight bang. Back is crazy.
Yeah, he can do mukbangs. Like he got the possibilities are endless if you got a camera.
Nah, it's the end of the possibility for that. It's too late for him, bro.
It's over now.
Just talk to her nice from here on.
That's all you can do, man.
Years.
Yeah, 10 years in the doghouse on that.
Had that shower hot when she stepped in there. But
rose petals in the bathtub.
every day. Every day is Valentine's Day, girl. Like
Dawson Prince, he can't afford it now. Dawson Prince, don't be a brother.
If you keep the car clean, you might be able to drive it on the weekends.
Yeah, you get to drive it to the car wash.
And you can tell people it's your car.
She probably got it in standard. He can't drive standard.
Yo, what if I'm license plate say prenup on it?
They don't. I don't even think they come automatic. I think they come standard.
Right.
That's how you know it's money. Like,
and he just sitting there burning out the clutch.
this is what we do. All right, let's wrap this down. Now is the part of the show where you tell what you're figuring out about today, this week, this month, whatever. Nate, let's go with you first.
Oh man, I'm fake mad about this this little Kyrie hook shot that occurred a couple of nights ago.
This is a Kyrie slander free zone.
Nah. It's not even that. It's just what they did, like what the media did. With him like celebrating Ramadan and all this, they made this into the craziest, like it could have been a Disney special the way they've been talking about this hook shot. like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came from wherever he was right now and like hooked it in for him, like all that, like it's absurd. And because I'm a Nuggets fan.
Oh, it was against Nuggets. You think since he didn't eat that much, he was like in robot mode?
I don't know, but they're like it's like. And it Kyrie was Ramadan, been celebrating. So yeah, like, he
was,
and Kyrie
was he in practicing. AI mode? He was just a robot touching butts, hook shots.
Hook shots. you can find it anywhere. They had him like this, like, and he's celebrating Ramadan and he has not eaten yet.
I wrestled with a brother who did Ramadan and that brother was in pain. I was like, oh man, like he's a beast.
Yeah, still got practice, it was crazy.
I was the captain at that time, so he didn't want to smoke, but you know, that was I've wrestled with him in practice, like you know, he was my you call it like a whipping horse or whatever. Like I was trying all kind of crazy moves on him just to see if I can get away with it. Brian, what are you fake mad about today?
I was rushing and bought a piece of luggage. I bought a carry. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me back up. I'm mad at the company, low key. Let's get that.
What company is this? Is it Gucci, Prada?
No. It's Sole Premise, right? So they specialize in making luggage for sneakerheads. So they got different compartments, extra compartments for you to get all your sneakers in, right? Cool. I go to buy a carry-on bag. They don't say, so they got a carry-on bag, then they got a roller carry-on bag. Why? Who's making carry-on bags that don't have wheels, bro? So I done bought the one without the wheels by accident. So now I got
a carry-on bag, not a rolly. I'm just saying.
I mean, yes, but still, all this modern technology, who's carrying the carry-on bag? It's not meant to be carried. I know it's in the name. But
change the name.
You might change the name.
Mad about this
because it's a book bag. At the end of the day, it's a backpack. It's not. That's what it is. It is a backpack.
Yeah, I just copped some British Knights just to do it. I saw a little rail interview with Shannon. And he put his foot on the table, and Shannon was like, "You should put some British Knights on my table." And then he said,
"I wanted to get some
British Knights."
I wanted to get some LA gears, but they're like a lot of money now.
This is why I can't talk to people about sneakers when it's pay week, because I'm like, I'm gonna go find me some LA gears.
Right. Nah, because I went to go look for them and it was like 300. I'm like, wait, no. I was like, I get that the economy bad, but they ain't 300 bad. I remember my mom's.
That's nothing when you're a massage therapist and you got money like that. That's nothing.
Don't do that.
You can put them in your rolly book bag. That's not a rolly.
No, but I got to drag my carry on now.
Just drill some wheels into it, man.
Hey, they got a return policy. You know that, right? You can just return.
So look, this part two, Fousey. I bought it on a quote unquote mystery sale. So they don't tell you what color the bag is. They just send you the bag and they be hard pressed about the refunds with all that. And I was like, look, I don't mind spending money with y'all. I just don't want this particular bag. I want the bag with the wheels on it.
Hey, so buy the bag with the wheels and then put that one inside of the bag with the wheels.
That's why I hate online shopping, bro.
All right, Al Black.
I could have got the right bag.
Al Black, what are you fake mad about this week?
I'm fake mad about Kate Middleton. They've seen that she's been dead.
She's back, and though. She got a new picture.
Man, they done AI pictured her. They done did the Photoshop. They done pulled in all these people, but she has not appeared.
No, and she appeared at a forum with her husband. They went to like, well, it's different in England, but they had a short appearance where she popped up with him and they went shopping at like a dairy farm, not a dairy farm, like a farm or something. But she didn't talk to anybody though, so they still were like, how we know it was her?
Hence why I'm fake mad about it, because there's a lot more things going on in the world than worrying about dead rich people when they're not dead. So
the undead, fear the undead.
Yeah, I find when that stuff gets on TV a lot, I try to find out what's really going on, because usually they're covering up something else. So that's something that I've been watching, just like, this is what we're focused on now. So
such is reality in life, huh?
I'm gonna go deep dive that tonight.
What, the Kate Middleton? I'm surprised you a conspiracy theorist. I'm really surprised you ain't like heard about it and was like, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
this is the first I heard crazy about her showing up at an event. So
yeah, so I get all these alerts just because of my because of the podcast, but my Al Gore rhythms, it'd be sending me all type of crazy things. You see how I did that? Because I really think they named it an algorithm because Al Gore said he created the internet. That's my conspiracy theory.
Al Gore fighting global warming too. Yo, I have four seasons in one day today.
Yeah, you still wearing a hoodie right now. I almost went to the beach today. I can't relate.
I got a hoodie and a house coat on. I'm chilling.
And a robe. With your house shoes.
That's what you need to move, Nate. What?
Get the hell out of Albany.
Right.
Yo, it was 50 and snowing today. I'm like, how is this possible?
Man, yeah, no, it's time to go. It's time to go.
Was the snow the crackheads? All right. All right, let's get out of here. All right. This has been, what did I say, episode 90? Oh, 89. We about to hit the 90s. Oh, and then you can watch. Oh, God, I'm fake mad about the Nickelodeon documentary that just came out. There's some nasty, nasty people out there in this world, more specifically in Hollywood, and not the good nasty either. And I'm not talking about the Diddy nasty either. We're talking about these people that are around these kids, the Nickelodeon era, the Disney era. I just watched that. Quiet on the Set was the name of it. I won't go as far as say it messed up my day like it did to a lot of people, at least they fake mad about it online. But it did open my eyes a little bit, because these people's parents were right there. The signs were right there. No, and when you think back to our childhood and the things we were watching, like some of these Nickelodeon shows, and some of them I aged out a little bit, but like Josh and Drake and the Amanda Show and even all that and all, like some of the jokes they were doing, like getting hit with sausages and squeezing mustard bottles, and it's basing like cum shots in their face and playing with shake weights, and that's adult humor. Described as child fun, and it's wrong. So they let these people work for them again once they got caught. And I'm like, come on, dog. I'm not gonna get the rant as I started ranting, but that's what I'm fake mad about. It's a good documentary, albeit a really sick and sad, diabolical, as Brian would say. But it still was a good, I always can appreciate a good documentary, even if I hate what the subject is. So y'all go watch that, Quiet on the Set. Eye-opening and earth-shattering. There's supposed to be a kaboom. Where's the kaboom? No, Marvin the Martian? No, I'll work on that. But I appreciate y'all as always. Upstate Nate the Snitch. I'm sorry. It's not a snitch.
Tax-paying citizen.
No, what they call neighborhood? Neighborhood Nate.
Neighborhood Nate.
Yeah. Why do I get the craziest nicknames, man? Like,
I gotta get you a vest and a whistle.
Yo, get him the vest. Like, remember we used to be crossing guards for school. With the,
hallway monitors. Wait, they let y'all two be crossing guards?
Absolutely not.
No, I wasn't a crossing guard. I was the one who I got to bring the flag down just because I wanted to get out of the class. And I don't know why I thought this was fun at the time, but you know, like cleaning the erasers, because you got out of class to do it. So it'd be me and like another cute girl.
Then you get asthma girl. And you try to figure out why. It's because I had chalk dust.
I don't have asthma. I'm not dehydrated worm guy. I was phone. But I appreciate you, Brian, my dude. Al Black, I appreciate you sincerely. It's all love and peace. You're always welcome back on the show.
Always love, brother. Thank you for having me.
Of course. My advice for y'all, vote for the podcast if you haven't. I don't know if the 20 seconds when it ends, I don't know if 20 seconds is the last day or is it like the 21st is the last day and then you can't vote. Anyway, try to vote. The link will be on all of the streaming sites. And the next time y'all see y'all, hopefully we're going to be saying the best podcast in the world, Charleston. Peace, love, take care of yourself and each other's, and stop touching these damn kids.